Wichita Wizards basketball. Mark Creed's here. He's the owner from Wellington, Kansas. I'm going to note also you're an ACC graduate as well. So good to see you this morning, Mark. And also Chris Curtis Prophet is a point guard. He is in his second season with the Wizards, averaging 10 points per ball game. He's here as well. He's a Wichita Heights graduate as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. He's the soft-spoken one, so we're going to have to work on him a little bit right here. But you're off and running already, 3-0 on the season. I look here, you're averaging 141 points a ball game. My goodness, Mark, that's putting up some hoops.
Yeah, these guys know how to put it in the hoop.
You know, flying up and down the court. Any time you average that many points per ball game, you're doing something pretty doggone good. Let's talk about it. Curtis, Darren Dunn made some talking points for me. And Poppy Conley, we know Poppy very well. Listeners around the area know Poppy very well. He played on that 2017 state championship, national championship game team for the Blue Dragons of Hutch, played for Steve Eck. So you just got Poppy into the house there and started to play with him a little bit.
Yes, sir.
He's a good man, and he debuted this last Saturday. He had 9 points and 11 assists, so that's off to a good start. And how'd you land him, Mark?
Kind of like we land all the other players on the team, all local players. Everyone plays with everybody around there at Wise or whatever leagues, men's leagues. So that's how we pick up most of our players, is just association with other players.
Now, have you had tryouts throughout the different parts before the season got going? How's that work?
Oh, sure. I have tryouts every year, November and December. So we get to look at 30, 40 guys every year.
Fifth year of existence, started in Wichita in 2019. The Wichita Wizards, they play in the Mid-America Basketball Association, the MABA League, 2023 league runner-up. We're going to give away a couple tickets as Rob is ready to take your phone calls. First caller, give us a call, and you can get some tickets to the Wichita Wizards basketball, the game that's coming up. And I look at several other names on the roster here. Darren Lee's averaging 26.5 points in the last two ball games. I had a triple-double against Tri-State. Talk about the league real quick, Mark. The league extends all the way to Oklahoma City and parts beyond that as well.
Yeah, we have a team out in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Tri-State 66ers. Another team up the road in Heston. They're a brand-new team, Central Kansas Twisters. And we have a couple of teams in Oklahoma City.
Awesome. Now, you play your home games at Friends University. Of course, with you being a graduate of Heights, you're familiar with Friends University. That's a nice gym to be able to play some basketball games in. You can get a pretty good crowd going there. A lot of family probably come to the game. So tell us about the atmosphere that you have at Friends.
Honestly, it's like me reliving my high school times, because I didn't really have a chance to play college ball. But, I mean, I love the environment. It's a bunch of random faces, everybody loving to see us play basketball.
I mean, and it's nice to have family there, girlfriends, and all those that be able to come and see you play. Yes. Of course, you're the point guard, second season with the Wizards, averaging 10 points a ball game. What made you come back to the Wizards this season?
Honestly, like, I wouldn't say that this would be my second year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I came kind of late, but honestly, it's just how they welcomed me. I comfortably got into the motion, and then I talked to Mark a few times, and he just wanted to see where my head was towards the end of the season, and I honestly wanted to give it another go.
Mark, did you know of Curtis before you recruited him? What's the situation there?
I know one of our players knew him, invited him to come to practice and try out for the team, and that's how I met Curtis, and he's really become more of a leader than he was the first season. He's really fitting into the team very well. He leads by example. Very good player. Very smart player. Cat quick.
Mm-hmm, cat quick. That also, just what you just said, kind of sounds family-like, so I got a feeling that that's what you kind of push a little bit. Probably your best recruiters are your own team that you have, to be able to go out and find players that they know will fit into your program.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes it nice to be able to have. And again, 3-0 on the season, averaging 141 points. By the way, those tickets still available. Give us a call at 669-8888. 3-0 on the season. Next game coming up on May 4th in Heston, and that's a new addition as well to the league this year. You'll be playing the Central Kansas Twisters, who are 0-2 currently. So coming up next week. You'll be traveling over to Heston. Is that one of your closest games that you have?
Yes, it is.
And that makes it nice to be able to just have a little short road trip. Talk about that for a second, Curtis. You guys all load in different teammates' cars to go to these different sites to play basketball?
Honestly, a little bit. But me personally, I would always like ride the team bus. But, you know, me getting older, got to grow up and finally get my own car. So I'm kind of having that freedom to hit the road in my own car.
Take advantage of that a little bit. Talk about Brian as a Maccabee. Averaging scored 35 points on 9 out of 16 trays in the last home game. 9 out of 16, I don't care where you are and what level you are, that's shooting the ball pretty doggone good from outside the arc. So where is he from? Do you know, Mark?
He is, I believe, originally from Goddard. I think he went to school, finished high school in Derby. And then he played up the road in Newton at Bethel.
So I played a little bit at Bethel as well. Again, next game coming up May 4th, coming up just around the time. Let's talk about your head coach, Johnny Murdoch. He's a Wichita legend.
Yes.
Talk about Johnny a little bit.
Yeah, he's something else. He played at Missouri State for Coach Spoonhauer. Started all 4 years, something that's pretty rare. Heck of a player. I think he still leads or has the all-time record for steals at Missouri State. Has some great wins in the NCAA tournament and the NIT as well.
Sounds like the apple didn't fall too far from the tree because you got your son playing for you. June, short for junior, is on the team. Scored 40 points in the season opener, hitting 7 out of 12 three-pointers, averaging right now 35 points per ball game. That's putting it up.
Yeah, he's a senior at Kansas Wesleyan. Had a great career there and just wanting to continue to play and continue to move up and hopefully play pro ball.
That sounds good. So, again, head coach is Johnny Murdoch. Come on out and see some of the games. Again, the next game is going to be in Heston. When's your next home game coming up? You got an idea on that, Mark?
Yeah, it will be May 18th. We also play Sunday on May 19th, so we're going to have a doubleheader.
Doubleheader at home, so yeah. And it's only a couple months, about 3 months, I think, total is what the season is. So if people are going to catch up with the Wizards, it's the time to do it. Chatting a little bit with the Wichita Wizards owner, Mark Creed, out of Wellington, Kansas. And, of course, he's the Wizards have been around since 2019. Have you been involved since 2019, Mark?
Yeah, I started the organization from dirt.
So this is the fifth year, again, runners-up last year in 2023 as the runner-up. And, again, Curtis Prophet also is here with us. He's the point guard for this season. Like you said, you kind of joined late last year, so you kind of consider this still the first season to some extent?
A little bit.
Okay. And then also we talked about a little bit about Maccabee as well as Darren Lee. Let's talk about what players to look for specifically when fans come to the ball game.
I tell you what, we're a very deep team. I think we have 12 guys that could start, honestly. So I think on any given night, it could be any player have a great game, because if you look at our first three games, we've had three different players of the game. It just depends on whose night it is, but we have such skill in every position that it could be anybody.
Of course, the home court is at Friends University, which is on West Kellogg, just easy to get to, coming from Hutchinson or any parts in Wichita, easy to get to. Talk about your style of basketball real quick, Curtis. I'm going to let you give a shot at that. How would you describe the style of basketball that the Wizards play?
Honestly, I mean, it could be a time where we can run small ball, so I'd say our style would be like fast pace. We play extremely aggressive defense and look to get a fast break, just moving and running and running, try to tire down our opponents.
I could tell from that, if you're averaging 141 points a ball game, that you're getting up and down the, down the court. Now, a lot of knocks on the NBA is no defense, but I think I do see a little bit of defense play. It's just a different type of ball game when you're playing up that up tempo type of style.
Sure.
Primarily. What about this community outreach? I saw that Darren put this on points to talk about your Wizards of Volunteer in the community. How's that work for you, Mark?
We just try to get out in the community as much as we can. We've went to a lot of schools. We've went to river cleanups, all sorts of different things. We just try to put ourselves out there and let people know that we're in Wichita and we're willing to volunteer and help do things. It gives us great visibility, and we kind of get fans from it.
Yeah. You talked about having a deep roster. How many players do you have on your roster, and is there always room for one more?
Well, the league allows us to have 20 on our roster, 12 active for each game, of course. We're looking at players all the time because I'm all about giving players an opportunity. It doesn't matter where it's preseason or in the middle of the season. If we can get better bringing someone else in, that's what I want to do.
Now, with you playing at Friends, are you able to practice there as well? Where's your practice facility at?
We've actually kind of bounced around and practiced wherever we can. We support the YMCA, so we practice there. The city of Wichita has a few different gyms, so we practice at Evergreen Rec Center to support the city. We just like to get out and about everywhere that we can.
I mentioned the NBA a little bit. Curtis, what's your favorite NBA team? Now's when I start to watch it, was when the playoffs start, and it's been quite interesting here. Yeah, what's your favorite NBA team?
I like to go with the Boston Celtics. They gave me
You're old school, aren't you?
Yeah, honestly. They gave me an upset yesterday, but I feel like, I mean, Miami Heat's not a bad team, and they always had a rivalry, so I'm looking to still keep up with them.
Celtics over the years have been really, really good. Kind of surprising that Golden State didn't get in this year. They've had been on a little bit of a downward trend. So I know that you follow NBA, Mark. I imagine that you do a little bit too as well. And of course, Oklahoma City's playing some pretty good ball.
Yeah, they are. I like their youth. I like the way they play together. So right now they're kind of the team that I like. But I'm a Bulls fan.
Yeah, everybody. I think, of course, Michael put them on there. One last thing to talk about real quick, the little heroes at your last home game. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, we try to connect with them every year and have a game for them so they can bring their kids in. We give them free passes so they can know what it's like to come to a pro basketball game. We try to recognize them every time they come in. It's a great opportunity.
Get kids there, no doubt about that. Next homestand is the 18th and 19th. They're on the road to Heston next week, coming up on May 4th. Be sure and like the Wichita Wizards on Facebook or visit wichitawizards.com for team information and schedule. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it very much.
Thank
you guys
you.
Have a safe trip
Thank
back
you.
To Wichita.